Words of the Prophet by President Thomas S. Monson. I love, I cherish the noble word, duty. President Monson on duty. Keep the commandments. President Monson, reflecting on the teachings of President J. Reuben Clark, Jr., who served as a counselor in the first presidency with three presidents of the church. It was my great privilege to know President Clark rather well. I was his printer. On occasion, he would share with me some of his most intimate thoughts, even those scriptures around which he tailored his teachings and lived his life. Late one evening, I delivered some press proofs to his office situated in his home at 80 D Street here in Salt Lake City. President Clark was reading from Ecclesiastes. He was in a quiet and reflective mood. He sat back from his large desk, which was stacked with books and papers. He held the scriptures in his hand, lifted his eyes from the printed page, and read aloud to me, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." He exclaimed, "A treasured truth, a profound philosophy." Through the years, that conversation has remained bright in my memory. I love, I cherish the noble word, duty. Focus outside ourselves. To find real happiness, we must seek for it in a focus outside ourselves. No one has learned the meaning of living until he has surrendered his ego to the service of his fellow men. Service to others is akin to duty, the fulfillment of which brings true joy. Reach out to rescue. My dear brothers and sisters, ours is the responsibility, even the solemn duty, to reach out to all of those who live lives we have been called to touch. Our duty is to guide them to the celestial kingdom of God. May we reach out to rescue those who need our help and our love. Follow the Savior. Let us learn our duty. Let us, in the performance of our duty, follow in the footsteps of the Master. As you and I walk the pathway Jesus walked, let us listen for the sound of sandaled feet. Let us reach out for the carpenter's hand. Then we shall come to know Him. He may come to us as one unknown, without a name. He may come to us as one unknown, without a name, as by the lakeside He came to those men who knew Him not. He speaks to us the same words, "Follow thou Me," and sets us to the task which He has to fulfill for our time. He commands, and to those who obey Him, whether they be wise or simple, He will reveal Himself in the toils, the conflicts, the sufferings that they shall pass through in His fellowship, and they shall learn by their own experience who He is. We will discover He is more than the babe in Bethlehem, more than the carpenter's son, more than the greatest teacher ever to live. We will come to know Him as the Son of God, our Savior and our Redeemer. When to Him came the call of duty, He answered, "Father, Thy will be done, and the glory be Thine forever." May we do likewise. Continue in your duty. Time marches on. Duty keeps cadence with that march. Duty does not dim or diminish. Catastrophic conflicts come and go, but the war waged for the souls of men continues without abatement. Like a clarion call comes the word of the Lord to you, to me, to priesthood holders everywhere. Wherefore, now let every man learn his duty, and to act in the office in which he is appointed in all diligence. End of the article, Words of the Prophet, by President Thomas S. Monson. President Monson on Duty.